Supplemental reading. Face recognition technology. We generally recognize people by their faces or photos, which are typically unique to individuals. However, this type of identification can be faulty. People's appearance changes, and we do not tend to scrutinize photos very closely. Today, biometric technology is being developed to perfect the process of facial identification. Face recognition technology can scan the face for certain features and measure the distances between different parts of the face. These things do not change, so growing a beard or wearing glasses will not fool the scanner. Since it is very difficult to mimic another person's face, this type of identification is quite reliable. Facial recognition presents a risk of invasion of people's privacy. Face scanners can be placed in public places, and people's images can be scanned without their knowledge. This allows their movements to be tracked, and can also give criminals information that will help them victimize people. On the other hand, security can be improved by using face scanners in public places. For example, at a large sporting event, cameras can be used to monitor the crowds, secretly capturing images of individuals. These images can then be compared to photos of known terrorists. If a match comes up, the terrorist can be located and removed from the premises before he or she can do any harm. One problem with this idea is that the accuracy of face scanners diminishes when they are tracking people in large crowds. Because the people aren't posing, the angle may be off. This increases the chances of false positives, putting people's rights in jeopardy.